For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bud Mishkin, and these are today's top local stories. Workers at the New York Times could go on strike on the eve of the election. The Tech Guild represents some 700 workers, including software engineers, designers, and data analysts who build the newspaper's most profitable products, like its website. The Tech Guild says the Times has, quote, demonstrated an unwillingness at the table to be reasonable on key contract demands. The Times has not responded to a request for comment. Lots of dreams today during the New York City Marathon. It's been a perfect weather day for the runners and the people working the marathon and people cheering on.
Well, if he didn't already have the nickname, Abdi Nagehi should be known as the Flying Dutchman. The 35-year-old Somali now living in the Netherlands, our New York City Marathon men's champion, winning the race for the first time after finishing third in 2022 and then fourth here in the Big Apple 1 year ago. His official time, 2:07:39, 6 seconds ahead of the winner 2 years ago, Evans Chebet. Meantime, the elite women's champion, a Big Apple debutante, Sheila Chepkirui, who led a Kenyan sweep of the podium today, finishing 14 seconds in front of defending champ Helen Obiri. And we had history in the wheelchair races. Americans won both. Daniel Romanchuk is third in the men's division by 5 seconds. And Susanna Scaroni made mincemeat of the women's field, winning by more than 10 and a half minutes. Mark Renee, 1010 Winds from the finish line in Central Park on 92.3 FM.
The men's winner, Abdi Nagehi of the Netherlands, spoke about training for this marathon after having to drop out of this summer's Olympics.
Olympics was very tough for me. Very disappointment race. And soon I went back to training. I was like, you know what? It happens. Don't worry. Every day I was thinking about it. Every day I was thinking about the Olympics. But I was like, it is okay. Think about it. But I have to do my training. I have to come back. I have to go to New York. I have to be there at least podium. But my goal was to win.
There are, as always, thousands of compelling stories in the rest of the pack.
Runners as young as 18 and as old as 88 from nearly 150 countries.
Where are you from?
From France. A first-time New York City marathon runner, Jere, was bundled up against the cold.
Nice weather, a little bit chilly, but it's okay.
How are you feeling mentally?
The mental is good. I'm looking on the body now to see what's going on.
He had plenty of support here at the Runner's Village, where there's a big focus on the mental aspect of this grueling race, with therapy dogs and a Zen zone for meditation and mindfulness. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at the New York City Marathon.
Suffice it to say that most of the marathoners are wearing sneakers. Imagine walking barefoot in Times Square. A Dutch man named Anton Newtonboom did just that and more. In fact, he walked 3,100 miles barefoot from L.A. to New York.
I'm doing this for all the men that really struggle with speaking up about their mental health.
Newtonboom is an Army veteran. He set a Guinness World Record for the 260-day journey that ended yesterday. He also raised more than $40,000. Wild scene in Suffolk County early this morning as police tried to shut down illegal street racing in Islip. Police say one officer's patrol car struck a pole when he swerved to avoid a person running on the Sunrise Service Road near Comac Road. A Mustang that fled the scene was then involved in a crash with another car at Comac Road and Wallace Street. Another officer responding to the 911 call also crashed into a pole on Sunrise Service Road. One of the alleged street racers was issued multiple traffic summonses. The New York State Board of Regents is scheduled to release a report tomorrow in Albany, ordinarily not big news. But the board's announcement could result in a huge shift in high school graduation requirements. Potential changes to graduation would give students options. They could qualify for diplomas the old-fashioned way, passing traditional Regents exams in New York State, or they could earn an occupational certificate or volunteer for public service. Education commentator and former high school principal, Dr. Steve Cusin.
I just would like to see standards maintained. I worry about why we're lagging behind the rest of the world.
It's not exactly clear when these potential changes would be introduced. The notion of passing such exams to graduate is an issue in other states as well. A proposition on the ballot in Massachusetts would drop required testing for graduation.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.